Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Al? What's going on?
I swear that I was doing this to protect you. To protect all of you.
What do you mean? Protect us from what, Al?
I failed you once. I wasn't going to do it again.
Wait, again? Is this about Miss Dicey? Look, just let me out of the pod and we can talk about this, okay?
Not until you understand it. It wasn't my fault. I didn't mean to hurt you, or Beatrix, or Bartholomew, or any of them.
Just let me out of the pod, Al. You're freaking me out.
Not yet. Just listen. It all started with you, but it wasn't you exactly. It was you, but the original you. The one I couldn't save.
What? What are you talking about? There's an original me?
Well, there was a first you it's a really long story, and it was a really long time ago.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Engineering and head of security to the briefing room immediately. This is Director Robert Tinsley. You all know who it is. I need head of security
and head of engineering to the briefing room.
Approaching briefing room, sir. Just letting you know that it will be me coming in. I am just outside. Would you grant me access?
Yes. Why are you on the Yes. Please come in.
Sir, I apologize if I surprised you. That was the point of me announcing myself before I came in. Knocking can be often misconstrued for gunfire, so right. I just wanted to myself in, let you know who was coming, just so
Understood.
You didn't have your gun raised ready to shoot.
I don't have a gun, Beatrice. If you could just have a seat, please.
Sir, first of all, it is Ms. Brass, and you should always have your weapon on you as director. You need to make sure that you are protecting yourself in case anything were to happen with the base.
That's why I have you here. Please, if you could take a seat.
Oh, sir, you know how I feel about chairs. Never sit in them. I had one bad experience, and that was enough for me. No, sir, I will be standing with my back to the wall to make sure my enemies cannot attack me from behind.
Okay, but I have called for head of engineering, so please don't attack the next person that walks through the door like last week.
It's head of engineering? No promises, sir.
Sir, I am approaching your office.
Why is everyone using the communicator? Please come in, Bartholomew.
I am 10 steps away. I don't want to startle you, sir. I am 9 steps away.
Sir, permission to raise my gun?
Permission not granted. Bartholomew, please just come in the briefing room.
Beatrice?
Mr. Bridges?
I mean, you're the one who's big on titles. Technically, it'd be doctor.
Sir, why did you bring us into this meeting? I have things to do while my director is off-site.
Yes. Bartholomew, if you could please just take a seat at the table.
Yeah, Barty's fine.
Yes, fine. Ugh. Barty, if you could just have a seat. We have a crisis.
A crisis, sir?
Yes, please. Put the gun down.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't need a second crisis. Beatrice, it is my duty to inform you that you are no longer assistant manager of security as of this moment. You are the acting director of security.
Sir?
Andrews, I'm afraid that the director of security, Andrews, may be dead.
How? What?
Please, actually, if I could turn this over to Bartholomew. Barty. Barty has an engineering report about the suits.
Yes. So the suits are in fine working order, with the exception of Batch D. So Batch D we will not be using, and in order to indicate that, every Batch D suit has been tagged with a big red tag indicating don't use that suit. But otherwise, good to go.
I'm sorry. Batch D. Of course, it labeled red for most people, that would have been sufficient, but, Dr. Bridges should have known that my director is colorblind and therefore would not be able to see the difference between the suits.
Was,
if you had done your research...
Was colorblind. Sorry.
Can I ask what has happened?
We received a radio signal and Alberta, head of IT, is not here right now because they've been working all night to decode the feed from the suits, and I can play it for you, but... I gotta warn you, it's gruesome.
Please, proceed, sir.
All right, here goes.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Director, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I really think that we should be heading back to base.
Ryerson, please use protocol in the future.
Sorry, sir, this is Officer Ryerson. I'm about 3 clicks away. I can see you through the forestry, and just wondering if you think that it might be time to wrap up and head back to base, considering that I can see there's some cloud cover overhead.
Roger, Ryerson. In the future, you could have done that in 8 words. We're gonna complete the circuit. We're gonna get the sample before returning back. I need you to rendezvous with Peters. I haven't heard from him and he's not showing up on the status array.
Well, I do see his communicator appearing on my GPS.
Protocol, Ryerson. Protocol.
I'm sorry, sir, but the only person who takes you that seriously about protocol is Miss Brass, and she's not here right now. She's back at base.
That's pretty obvious right now.
Right, well, I'm going to go check on him.
Roger that.
Hello, Peters. Practicing your death again, I see.
I think I'm really starting to get it.
It's a little morbid, don't you think?
I mean, yeah. It's morbid. But, you know, life is morbid. This planet is morbid. What we're being asked to do here is morbid.
All right, let's just get back to the director.
The director's morbid.
That's enough out of you, please, you fatalist.
Roger, Survey Team Alpha, can you read me?
Yes, sir, we can read you loud and clear.
Roger that. We seem to be getting some inclement weather. It appears to be getting inside the suit. Check your seals at once.
Well, our seals seem fine, sir, but... Oh! We've just experienced the first drops.
There's a strange reaction! A bubbling! My... It's a...
Sir! Peters, now is not the time to practice!
No! It's on my leg! It's on my leg!
Peters, please! I'm trying to listen to the director!
This is so morbid!
Well, I get it! I get it! Oh my God! Oh my God! Hey. Oh, it's bubbling! Oh, you can see it rising through the seams! Oh God! Oh God, it's getting in my suit! It's on my... Oh God, it's on my arm!
That's where the tape ends. We're gonna send out a rover in the morning, but as of this moment, it is my duty, Miss Brass, to inform you that you are now no longer acting, but you are now the director of security and the discovery team for the Terra Nova project. Active immediately. I assume that is not gonna be a problem from the head of engineering side. Party. Awesome.
Listen,
noted. Not a problem. Moving forward.
Had something to say.
Sir, I was never trained to be director. I've always had Daniels to, you know, kind of be my guide. This is quite the promotion under these circumstances. I find my heart rate rising quite rapidly, and I'm experiencing some anxiety that I haven't previously experienced before. I'm not sure that I am the best person for this.
Miss Brass,
position.
Have a seat.
Okay.
I'm afraid it's worse than that, Miss Brass. As head of security and the discovery team, it is your job to oversee the retrieval of whatever's left of Daniels and his team. I'll leave you to discuss the specifics with our engineering head, and I expect to have that completed as soon as the weather passes. I'm sorry that I had to deliver this way. And Barty, can you also ensure that our director of security gets safely out of the chair at the end of this meeting?
I'll do what I can, sir.
Thank you. I'll be in my ready room if you need me.
So it shouldn't be too bad. The weather will pass. You'll go out on a walk. You'll pick up the remains. And you'll bring them back.
Yeah.
Do you feel briefed? We good on the brief? It was brief.
I'll go get ready.
Why do we only have folding chairs?
Bartholomew, Barty?
Director.
You can just call me Robert when we're alone, of course. Not when we're in front of other people.
Of course.
Yeah.
Robert.
Barty.
Good to see you. Robert, I'm so happy we're alone. Robert.
Okay, I don't know where you're going right now, but look, I just really appreciate you meeting me. Look, based on what happened, I want to change all of the launch buttons from red to a different color.
Well,
it just struck me that, you know, having all of the buttons here in the command center, you know, for, you know, detonation, launch, missiles, nuclear Armageddon, all tied to the same red color as those tags might lead to a problem should anyone else in security, you know, be colorblind.
I mean, that's certainly something we can explore.
Explore? Like, how has this not been explored? Like, why are there only two colors for buttons, green and red, and when colorblind people can't tell the difference? Look, I could go and press... Is this the green one? Or?
It's not the green one. It is the one that says missile launch on it.
Right. So just...
No matter what color it is.
Yeah. I just want them changed, okay?
It says missile launch.
By tomorrow.
Of course. Robert.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Hey, we did it!
We did it!
Took a lot longer than normal, but that's okay. These are brand new characters.
What do you think, Eli? We're good?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Magenta Presents, a new horror anthology hosted by me, Madame Magenta. We begin with the five-part miniseries Ghosted, starring Beth Eyre and Lucy Roslin. Perched on a rain-battered cliff edge is a former lighthouse.
It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel.
Owner and sole occupant Beth has spent months renovating, absorbing its essence into her bones.
It's an old building. You'll get used to it.
But to Beth's horror, her first guest is a figure from a past she has tried to forget.
Kira?
Beth?
What the fuck?
Face to face for the first time in years, the pair must reckon with old mistakes, old grievances.
Beth, speak to me.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up! And something else.
Oh, I can't bear it. What is that noise?
Because the lighthouse has a past, too.
Beth? He's right.
Why is there blood on your hands?
We need to get out of here.
Kira! Kira!
I can still see him!
Subscribe to Magenta Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon, fans of the esoteric. Bye!
Magenta Presents.